Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker, rocker, rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now listen, again, I just want to make clear that on our end, speaking to our friends on live chat right now, we have no issues. This is either Rumble, or this is live chat, or I'm not live chat, I'm sorry, or live stream, or it is on your end. Just so you know, we're seeing a little bit of it right now. But do you know of anybody that that endures this much warfare? I mean, for serious? Because you can't make up the stuff that happens over here at this ministry constantly. It's constant. A matter of fact, our emails going out to our friends across the country that have signed up for the daily emails. Well, we just found out that one of the companies is taking our emails and blocking them concerning our intellectual property without even contacting us. Okay, so they have, folks, I'm telling you, this is all aimed at you at the end of the day. I just want you to make clear in your understanding as to what's going on here. This is happening across the boards to ministries like this. Other ministries that are enduring this, I have no idea. I have no idea who they are. But I do know that we deal with this constantly. Me and Tim are talking about this at least 2 to 3 times a week. Tim Brown, morning show host from sonsoflibertymedia.com. So again, what's going on? I think it's pretty telling. Matter of fact, we sent a message to Rumble this morning going to the issue we're dealing with right now. And we had told them, you know, this doesn't add up. Folks, do you realize that just over the last week, just over the last 5 days, let's just go from Friday to last Monday, we had over 100,000 unique visitors, okay? And all of a sudden, our subscribers stopped about a month and a half ago. 100,000 unique visitors, over 100,000 unique visitors, and all of a sudden, our subscribers just stopped, okay? You tell me what goes on here, friends. This is nefarious activity and censorship. That's what it is. Don't want to spend a lot of time on this. I do want to show you this, and we're going to upload this show after we're done here because we're not having the issues that some people may be having right now. But I do want you to see this. They're spraying like mad. Deuteronomy 28, verse 24. They're spraying like mad. There are so many lines out there, folks. It's worse than a checkerboard. I kid you negative. So what I wanted to do, and I'm posting it right now up online, I have an app on my phone where I can see air activity. A lot of times the alpha organizations, they don't appear. And that's illegal in this country. No tail numbers, no markings, no nothing. That's completely illegal in this country. But I'm saying that for the purpose of noticing their spraying, geoengineering, spraying chemicals down on the people, Deuteronomy 28, verse 24, like crazy. I'm also going to say this again. They're creating a drought. You go ahead and mark my words. Just yesterday, we were driving, and we noticed they were spraying again. And I started noticing dried up ponds and dried up little lakes. They're creating a drought. This is exactly what Mao Zedong did, by the way. And again, look to Scripture, understand Amos 4, and you'll understand what's going on here in America. But what I wanted you to see is I copied on my phone app as to who was doing the spraying here, okay? So here's the studio, and that's the little blue dot. And when you look across there, there's a big airplane, a big jet. And what I'm showing you right now is what I caught off the app. You know who's spraying down on the people in the United States? China Southern Cargo. China Southern Cargo. Yesterday, I did the same thing. Guess what pulled up? China Airlines. Okay? Folks, they got to use foreigners to do the things that they're doing to the American people because they found that the American people, for the most part, won't do it. And that's who's doing it. Aside of that, just wanted to highlight that really quick. We have a friend jumping on in just a moment, Rep. Walter Hudson from the state of Minnesota, sharing with you, the people, not just of Minnesota, but the United States of America, how the government is unlawfully attacking your God-given rights. Again, the most fundamental God-given rights. Here, let me put it this way. Where do our rights come from, friends? Our rights come from God. And those that serve we, the people, derive their just powers from we, the people, from the Lord to us. We delegate delegated powers to our representatives, right? They've taken that, and what they're doing is they're trying to cut off our lifeline between the Lord and us and putting themselves in the position of being where we derive our rights from. Which, in fact, our rights don't come from them, nor do we work for them. But what I'm going to share with you and what Walter's going to share with you in just a couple minutes, friends, it goes to the unthinkable again. It really does. We're going to get to that in just a couple minutes. For all of those people out there that still don't understand that what you see in Israel today is not the Israel of the Bible. Furthermore, Israel is the people, not the land. There is a synagogue of Satan. And they're not the Jews concerning the children of the Lord in any sense of the word. They're of the synagogue of Satan, okay? They've taken on man's method, carnal methods, and thrown off God's commandments, okay? So with that, I've told you at least 50 times on this show, and I was exactly right, and I praise God for it. Romans 8:14, also 1 John 2:27 concerning Kristi Noem and Ron DeSantis. Now, it wasn't too long ago, I'm guesstimating about 9 months ago, Ron DeSantis was over in Israel signing on to something called hate crimes legislation. I didn't know that he was the governor of Israel or Jerusalem. Abbott was also over there showing his allegiance to what's going on over there concerning Zionism. And I also warned you about Kristi Noem. And I want you to see this because Governor Kristi Noem signs unconstitutional hate crime bill to stomp out criticism of Israel. Wow. As the American people are under attack by these same people, they're going over to Israel to ensure them that their rights are not under attack. Anybody paying attention to this little cycle? Now, folks, I got to get over to this really quick because we're going to be pulling up our friend Walter Hudson in just a moment here. And with that said, go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Go ahead and subscribe to that page. Also, before it's news.com, top left side of that page. If you want to call in, you're going to have to probably have to do this right after Walter Hudson and our time with Walter Hudson. And that number is 1-866-582-9933. Just in a bit of a rush here, friends. Just trying to tee it up to pull up Walter in just a moment here. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
This is Jeff Osborne. Welcome to my new series, God's Touch, airing on beforeitsnews.com. These short pre-recorded segments address real physical issues for which so many people suffer. Choose those that address your needs and receive prayer just for you. God bless you.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base. Visit us at HERBANOMIC.com.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste your time with fluff. Here's a real 48-page printed newspaper that is not fair and balanced as defined by the mainstream media. Instead, we tell you the truth you need to know. Check us out and email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, folks. I'm just going to bring up our friend Walter Hudson, representative from the state of Minnesota, and I want him to go ahead and convey to you what is happening here in the state of Minnesota. Walter, again, thank you for jumping on with such short notice, and the floor is yours, it's all yours, my friend.
All right. Well, I'll give you the short version that's easy to understand, and then I'll give you the background, which is a little bit more difficult to follow. So the short version is that last year, unbeknownst to many of us, Minnesota Democrats nullified the First Amendment. And that is not an overstatement. They nullified your First Amendment right as a Minnesotan to religious expression and freedom of association. And so now the background, now the how. So last year, they changed the Human Rights Act in this state. The Human Rights Act goes back to 1993. That's when it was originally enacted. And in there, they defined a number of protected classes. One of those protected classes was sexual identity. They also created a religious exemption for discrimination claims that exempted religious organizations, institutions, schools, churches, faith-based groups, you know, your teen challenge, that sort of thing, from discrimination claims based upon sexual orientation. Now, back in 1993, nobody knew what a gender identity was, because back in 1993, we were substantially less crazy than we are today. As the idea of gender identity, this concept started to emerge in the culture, from a legal perspective, it was subsumed within the idea of sexual orientation. So this religious exemption in the Human Rights Act remained intact and covered gender identity. It was subsumed within the sexual orientation category. Well, what they did last year was very sly and very slick, and that's part of the reason why people didn't recognize it at the time. They went into the Human Rights Act and they gave it a makeover. And one of the things they did is they created a new separate category, a new separate protected class for gender identity. Once they did that, that concept was no longer subsumed within sexual orientation. What they neglected to do was to add that new category of gender identity into the religious exemption. So once this law was enacted, I believe last August, current enacted law in the state of Minnesota leaves religious institutions vulnerable to claims of discrimination based upon gender identity. Now, what does that mean? Well, it could mean all sorts of things. One thing that most people most definitely think it means is that if you have an opening in your church for a youth pastor and a dude dressed like a lady shows up, calls himself Susan and applies for the job, and you explicitly say, "I'm sorry, your conduct is unbecoming and not aligned with our values, our beliefs, the tenets of our religion, we can't hire you," that person will then be able to sue you under this change in law for discrimination against their gender identity. That's one thing for sure that they absolutely can do under this law.
Yeah.
Other examples potentially would be a guy comes in and just goes into your girl's bathroom, and the men in the church rise up and do what they should do, kick him out. He could turn around and sue the church and say, "You discriminated against me. I identify as a woman. I belong in that bathroom." And they would have a case under this law.
Okay, so let's go back to the presupposition. And I'm not going to try to school you, Walter. I know that you know this. I'm just trying to educate people in the process. The presupposition is what? God exists. God is the source of all of our God-given rights. Matter of fact, I'm looking at the preamble, not just to the Bill of Rights, the First Amendment, but I'm also looking at the state Constitution, and it says, "We the people of the state of Minnesota, grateful to God for our civil and religious liberties, and desiring to perpetuate its blessings and secure the same to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution." Well, it's interesting because when I look at Article 1 and then I look at Section 3, which is the liberty of the press, which is under attack as well by these same said representatives who are acting outside of their scope of delegated authorities, it says the press shall ever remain inviolate, and all persons may freely speak, write, and publish the sentiments on all subjects. Now, if I do that, and I hold to just that alone, in understanding, and I'll go back to the foundations in a moment as well. But when I look at even the Bill of Rights, it's interesting that when you look at the preamble to the Bill of Rights, which are the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people, what does it say? It says the conventions of a number of the states having at the time of their adopting the Constitution expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. For what? Declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added. That was the purpose, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government. Okay, what the government is doing today is they're losing confidence of the people that they're supposed to serve, and of course you're not going to gain that by attacking the people that you're supposed to serve. But it's interesting that when you look at the First Amendment of the Bill of Rights, it says they shall not, and I'm just going to go ahead and pull it up again, and just so people can know it for themselves, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. Now we do know that when we go back to the foundation of our country, when they were speaking of religion, that was under the umbrella of the Christian faith, the Baptists, the Lutherans, the Catholics, so on and so forth. So everything that we are as a people is now under attack by our said representatives who have the audacity to sit back and call it a law when it's in stark contrast to what law is to stand for. What did Montesquieu say? Liberty is the right to do what the law permits. Now, I want to go back to you, Walter, and just propose this question to you. Where did they derive the authority to create something that wars against the law? And if obeyed by grace, we remain a free people. Where did they find that? Where did they create that?
It's self-assumed. It's self-declared. And it will wilt under our refusal to abide by it.
Okay.
You know, we are the absolute final authority on what law actually takes effect based upon our going along with it. I mean, listen, if this were to stand, which, again, this is the current enacted law of the land in Minnesota, we're working to change it, but that's the way it is right now. To the extent that we abide by it, we are giving it authority. I mean,
that's right.
I've said publicly that we are in civil disobedience territory at this point. Like, and I want to be very clear about what I mean by that. It is now an act of civil disobedience to merely be a Christian, to exist as a Christian, to speak, act, live, associate, comport yourself as a Christian. That is now beyond the scope of the law of the state of Minnesota. And so when I talk about civil disobedience, I'm not talking about, you know, burning curtains or, you know, trespassing or blocking streets or anything along those lines. I'm talking about the act of merely living free has become in and of itself an act of civil disobedience.
Amen. Well, that's what scripture teaches us from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. And I do show after show, presentation after presentation of just that. Protestant has meaning, Protestant. Now, I want to say this too, because it is important for us to understand. And I'm having a conversation with Representative Walter Hudson right now concerning what's going on in Minnesota. And it's not just aimed at Minnesotans, friends. This is what they mean to do across the boards. But I want to go back to the foundation again, and I want to throw this at you, Walter. It was William Blackstone. I got all of his law books behind me right now, along with John Locke and Charles D. Montesquieu. I'm sure you're aware of these guys. As a matter of fact, John Locke's quote's right above the heads of the threshold in the Supreme Court chambers, where on the other side, opposite face, is a picture of Moses awaiting the Ten Commandments. John Locke's quote says, where God's law ends, I'm adding God's, but it is God's laws that he's making reference to, where the law ends, tyranny begins. So therefore, making the point that those that are advocating for these bills, it's interesting to me that they don't understand that our laws condemn the very things that they're enacting. Now, does that not reflect what we, again, if we're going to play the right-left paradigm, does that not reflect those that are on the right now? Because it's not the job of a said representative to merely tell us the crimes that are being committed on the other side of the aisle. It's for them to actually condemn the crimes of those that are advocating for such crimes as they're advocating for today. Is that true or not?
If I'm understanding you correctly, yes, of course it is.
Okay, and again, I'm not trying to condescend. I'm not. I consider you to be one of our guys that has taken a stand. I'd also consider you to be a friend, Walter. I mean, I just think you're doing, in a lot of ways, an outstanding job. I've always said this, and I've been saying this for 15 years in the state of Minnesota. If we keep patty caking with these people that mean to steal away our rights, to incriminate us, that is exactly what is going to happen. I want to touch on this when we get on the other side, Walter, because I think it's important that we hit this, because we have to do more than just stand back and watch these bills whittle away. We have to deal with the people that are perpetuating these crimes against us. So, folks, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick break. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, also SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you want to call in, you can, or leave a live chat comment, and I will throw it at Walter. Be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump's top two picks will take over leadership for the Republican National Committee.
Michael Whatley, the chairman of the North Carolina GOP, has assumed the role of chair for the Republican National Committee. He succeeds Ronna McDaniel, who stepped down from that position. Laura Trump has been appointed as the RNC's new co-chair.
USA's John Schaefer. Two Ohio women are facing charges for purportedly transporting the deceased body of their male roommate to the bank to break into his bank account. This happened about a week ago. The deceased individual, Douglas Lehman, also resided in Ashtabula, Ohio, where the incident unfolded. Frosty conditions in the south as Atlanta and Birmingham are being hit with frost and freeze warnings. Red flag and fire weather alerts cover the plain states. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
That's hard for me as well. Folks, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We got our friend Walter Hudson up online right now, and he just told me he's only got about 7 minutes left because he's got to get back to work here, but we do appreciate his time. I just wanted to hit this really quick, too. So I was just talking about during the last segment, Walter, as far as those that are advocating for these bills, which our laws condemn. It does tell us when we look and peruse the Constitution that we're to impeach them. And we also need to understand, according to Article 6, Section 2, that is the supreme law of the land. I'm not going to read it all, but it says everything must be congruent with the U.S. Constitution and the enumerated laws found within. It also ends with the year of our Lord, 1787. And this is what I would propose to you and all the good guys that are in government. Article 2, Section 3 tells us that our said representatives are to faithfully execute the laws found within. And one of the things that we talked about yesterday, Walter, and I want you to share with everybody now, is the fact that they don't have a right to violate the law, nor to advocate against the law. And again, our laws condemn the very things that they're advocating. So what's our next move from this point on, rather than just letting this go away? Are we now going to stand up and send the message that we're not going to tolerate these crimes that you're advocating for any longer?
Well, that's already happened, and we're in a very kind of cautionary, I'm struggling for the right adjective, very dangerous, I'll use that word. We're in a very dangerous spot, because right now there's an illusion of victory that is taking place, because what happened with this Human Rights Act is the agency has a technical bill where they kind of correct language. It's usually a very boring, sleepy affair that was brought to a committee just under 2 weeks ago. And at that committee hearing, Representative Harry Nisca brought an amendment to restore this religious liberty exemption, this religious exemption that we talked about earlier, And that's when Democrats took their mask off and they just made it very clear. They berated the five different testifiers spanning the gambit of the religious community in the state of Minnesota, said that their beliefs were wrong, that they were hateful, compared them to chattel slavers from like pre-Civil War.
I mean, it was absolutely what the devil does. Yep. Yep.
Yep. And so that really, I hate to use the word, but I will, that really triggered people. It got people off the couch. It got people engaged. And so we know we have them on their heels for two reasons. One, they're not talking about this. And usually when they're proud of something or they've got a game plan that they think is going to work, they can't stop chattering about it. They're not saying a word right now. And number two, this same bill was supposed to be heard in a committee last Wednesday in the Senate, and they quietly pulled it off the agenda. So there is scuttlebutt and chatter that this religious exemption is going to be reinstated. Now, here's the danger. This is why I say it's a dangerous moment. Let's say they do it. Let's say they relent and they give us our religious exemption back. Give, right? As if it's something they're granting us.
Yep.
That is a very temporary, very short-term relief. Because what they have on the docket is the Equal Rights Amendment, where they're going to put a question on the ballot for 2026 that if it passes, we will end up with the exact same situation that this religious exemption denial has put us in now, plus a dozen other things, including permanently stripping civil rights for the unborn and eliminating freedom of association, freedom of expression, religious liberty, by placing all of these protected categories in a status above every other citizen. You will be able to, if you're part of the LGBT community under this so-called Equal Rights Act, you're going to be walking in a status above and superior to any given Christian.
And that's the objective. And, you know, all this, you know, one of the words that continuously stands out to me is all this hate they talk about. The fact of the matter is they hate the law that exposes their crimes and that condemns their crimes. And I think it's very important for everybody to understand that justice guards our liberties. And without justice, which is the heart of God, Jeremiah 9:24, Isaiah 26:9, this country is going to be doomed. And the American people need to stand up. I know I only got you for about two more minutes, Walter. What is the response that you're seeing from the said Christian community in the state of Minnesota concerning the reaction to what they're trying to implement?
Yeah, well, I've seen the Catholic Conference show up in force here at the Capitol. I've seen the Minnesota Family Council respond. I've seen religious organizations rally their people to contact their legislators and to get down here in force and to let people know that they're not going to tolerate this. And that, like I say, has been effective in the short term. And I do think that one way or the other, we are going to see some sort of short-term fix to this. But that is just the beginning. That is just the tip of the iceberg. What we have to do is attach this. Let people know you're mad about this. Just you wait and see the Equal Rights Amendment. The Equal Rights Amendment is this on steroids, and it's also permanent. I mean, you've been referencing the Constitution through this entire conversation. What they want to do is change the Constitution with this Equal Rights Amendment in such a way that we won't have rights anymore, at least as far as the founding document ordained by the people is concerned. Of course, we all know that we always have our rights no matter what man says, and then we'll really be in civil disobedience territory. But them's are the stakes, and so we got to get involved.
Amen. So what would you ask of the listener right now? What would you ask of the people in the state of Minnesota? Obviously, we're talking to the country, but what would you ask of the people of the state of Minnesota to do right now?
A couple of things. I would say, at your discretion, sign up for the mailing lists of those two organizations, the Catholic Conference, the Minnesota Family Council, because they have action alerts that'll tell you, hey, this is what's going on, and you should contact your legislator or get down to the Capitol. And then the other thing that I would say is you need to be engaging your elder board, your pastor, your church community, and demanding that they get involved in this, that they get active, that they have a plan, that they actually start looking at what is happening down in St. Paul.
Amen.
Instead of just taking it passively and saying, oh, we'll pray about it when it comes. No, look ahead. Be like Gideon. Be on the lookout for what is coming your way and be prepared to fight it and start training to fight it now.
Amen. Anybody want to get a hold of Walter? Walter, how do they get a hold of you?
The easiest way that I'll probably respond the quickest would be through Twitter. So at Walter Hudson, and I believe I take direct messages from anybody. So.
Okay, cool. Thank you for your time. Get back to work, good sir, and I will talk at you soon. Thank you again for your time.
I appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you. Folks, I got to tell you, and I want you to hear this. So when this was brought to my attention yesterday, it's interesting that simultaneously while this is going on, there's a man dressed as a woman down at the Capitol that they call a said legislator. It's an oxymoron. That is the definition of confliction and conjecture at every given level. Okay? But this is how you confuse the up-and-coming generation. Read Daniel 9:7. And when I'm sitting there, and I seen a picture of this man dressed as a woman, and guess what they're trying to jam through as quick as they can? They want to make sure that the gay flag is basically lifted all over the state. Now, this is the very reason I've been telling the people about this whole sodomite agenda for 20 years now. It's because of this. They do not have the shield. It's not them protecting themselves. This is them attacking everybody and anybody that doesn't agree or succumb to their abominable lifestyle. When the Lord calls it not a sin. Hey, folks, lesbians, homosexuals, whatever they want to call and make up, I'm not going to pretend with them, but when they call themselves transgender, this, that, and the other thing, the fact of the matter is the Lord doesn't call it a sin. He calls it an abomination. And when you see that word abomination, you better get away from it because judgment, let me say it this way, judgment cometh. And it's going to come upon all of those that advocate for the crimes, they're complicit with it, or they're going along with it, or they're giving it a pass. They're the ones that say, you know, I have nothing to do with politics, you know, this, that, and the other thing. Well, it doesn't matter if what you say, because the fact of the matter is the reality of all of this is you live politics every day of your life, regardless if you want to admit it or not. Now, let's just go back full circle. I told you 20 years ago what this whole agenda was about. And now they are attacking at every given level. You already have men in the military dressed as women. They are the heads of the military branches. You have over 225 radical sodomites in federal positions. You're seeing them all across the United States infiltrate government, even Virginia, folks, where you have transgenders, as they call them. Okay? Don't tell me that this is just happening by chance. They're being planted there to upend the Constitution. How many times, my friends, and I'm asking my family right now on live chat, how many times have I quoted John Adams when I said what John Adams said, the second president of the United States of America? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious Christian people. It's wholly inadequate to the government of any other. Folks, what I'm seeing in this country, on so many levels, outside of the illegal immigration, this whole sodomite agenda, through this totalitarian system of government, this is all precipitating civil war. Now, again, I just want to go back, and I'm not trying to reference anything to myself. I'm not looking for credit for anything. I know the Holy Ghost has been leading us about Romans 8:14 concerning what we're talking about, that we might not serve dumb idols, 1 Corinthians 12. What I want you to understand, folks, is what we've been talking about for 20 years is now at your front door. The American people didn't want to listen to Bradley. They wanted to go ahead and pair it along with the media that doesn't tell the truth and that they allegedly don't believe 94% of you. But now everything I told you of and everything I warned you of, it's now at your front door. It's now at your front door. Okay, now what? Amos 6:3. How many times have you heard me reference that? I knew it was coming. This is the Third Reich. This is the Fourth Reich. Under Klaus Schwab and all those that are showing their allegiance to that of which you call Israel today. And I want to show you what's going on in Israel right after this break. Because I think a lot of people are going to be shocked by this, but it doesn't shock people that are paying attention to what's really going on here. It just shows you who's being lied to, who's believing it, and who's not. We're going to be right back. Sons of Liberty Media. Sons of Liberty,
we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
In this crazy world of social media, buzzfeeds, fake news, and political propaganda, we need a watchdog, someone to stand up and shout if need be, on behalf of truth and our historical Christian roots. Bradley Dean is that watchdog, and that's why I support Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you guys were experiencing problems earlier, again, it just shows you perfectly that it had nothing to do with us. It was all on them. And that's a paid service. It shouldn't be happening. It's very unprofessional on their part. We apologize if you experienced any of that. But I would say if you want to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. It seems like everything's back to normal now for the viewers. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to SLL Radio Live. Subscribe. Also go to beforeitsnews.com. beforeitsnews.com. Top left side of that page as well. If you want to call in, final segment here, 1-866-582-9933. We just had Representative Walter Hudson on with us, and we were talking about what's going on down there, folks, and I'm pressing for prosecution against these criminals, and that they are criminals. There's no question about it. If you look at William Blackstone, who's also a part of Charles D. Montesquieu and John Locke, he was the one that said he was really kind of the... the rock out of the three in the sense of who needed to be listened to more than anybody. Not that I'm not trying to lesser the value of the other two, but I'm telling you what, William Blackstone was the rock. Why? Because he was the one that had his feet upon the rock. Everything he did, he made reference to the Word of God. He's the one that said, no enactment of man. This is American government. Listen carefully. No enactment of man can be considered law unless it conforms to the law of God. Okay? When I was talking to Walter and I said that what they're advocating for wars against the laws that condemn them. Isn't it interesting how much they hate the law and yet they want to convince you that if you're on the side of the law to remain free under God, that you're the hater? This is what the accuser of the brethren does. This is how they act. And of course it's demonic stuff, folks. Look at this. Look at this. This is a man dressed as a woman. Trans activists rally at public hearing for governor's bill defining a man in distinction from a woman. Americans, do you understand that your apathy is giving a free hand to these that are advocating war against heaven? Micah 3:5. That's what this is. And it's insane. Now, I want to tell you something. When I first got this information yesterday, I heard some rumblings about it. But I got a phone call from one of my friends in Brainerd and sent me something over. And I said, I'm calling my said representative right now. And I got off the phone. I got on the phone, off the phone with him. And then I got on the phone and I called Walter. And I said, you got to do me a favor here, Walter. Tell me what's going on down there right now. I mean, outside of the fact that I'm everywhere across the country that I can possibly be, I got to know what's going on here in my backyard because I got to take care of business here as well. You know, stop for a moment. I was just talking to somebody the other day, and they said, you know, that's just 2-3 days ago. I can still see me driving down the road having the conversation. And he goes, you know, I used to feel that I could save the world too. And I said, I still feel that I can save the world. He said, yeah, but he goes, you know, it's interesting. He goes, people don't like people that are strong. I said, well, it's interesting because that's what they say that they want. They want leadership. Well, Paul, that wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, said in 1 Corinthians 11:1, follow me as I follow Christ and him alone. Okay? So what they say and what they want are two different stories, and I didn't believe it. Of course, because I don't care if people like the fact that I'm strong or not. I'm just merely looking for the strength to make up for other men's weakness. Isn't that what Christians are supposed to do? Yep. Isaiah 58, verse 12. Aren't we called to be repairers of the breach? Yep. Aren't we called to bring the answers to the world? Yep. Okay. Okay, so where's this conversation going? I said, you said to the person I was talking to, you used to feel that way. I said to him, I don't ever want to lose the fact that I can save the world. Because it represents the one that I serve who is the savior of the world. Regardless of how men mock and scoff and say, look at Bradley Dean. Who does he think he is, the savior of the world? Nope, I am not. Don't get me wrong. I'm not that stupid to believe that. But I'll tell you what, I'm very thankful that you see whom I send or whom I serve. Paul said, I know in whom I believed. You're known by what you do. And if I'm acting out as a savior of the world, it's only the savior of the world that's acting out through us. Amen? It's in the keeping of the commandments is the love of God fulfilled, friends, not the ostracizing, abrogating, or doing away with. No. Don't you dare ever lose the fact that you can save the world, friends, because you serve the savior of the world. Through his blood. Do you want a word of encouragement? Because I got so many topics we can talk about. I want to stick to what we're talking about right now. All of this stuff that's going on in this country right now, if you look at Judges 3, you're going to find that the Lord allowed these things to take place during the time Israel was sustaining itself in possessing the land. And what am I talking about? I might be, you know what, as a matter of fact, I think I probably am. It's actually bleeds into chapter 2 and 3. And I'm just going to go there. But I want you to hear this. Because it tells us that, and I will also not henceforth drive out any from before thee of the nations which Joshua left when he died. That through them, listen carefully, these things are allowed to happen. And I'm talking about the test of real Christians. While others fail, the Lord will still strengthen you in taking away their gifts and giving them to you. He promised he would do that. Read Luke 19 and 14. But what did he leave them for? Why did he allow those other nations that needed to be dispossessed? Why did he allow them to remain? Here, I want to tell you that through them that I may prove you. Be encouraged. The Lord is proving you by giving you another enemy to take out by his strength. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God. The Lord is proving his children in these times right now. Oh, there's a massive separation of sheep and goats. Massive. And what's scary about it is a lot of the goats still think that they belong to the Lord, and yet they act like their father, the devil, John 8:44. And they act just like him in worshiping men rather than the Christ, Acts 12:22. There's a huge divide going on. You know, as a matter of fact, earlier I was thinking about it when Moses came down and he found reveille and a sound of war, said Joshua, within the camps when they came out of Pharaoh's dictatorship. And it was interesting, as they were going into the promised land, they instantly fell. And isn't it interesting that Moses came down from receiving the law and he said, those that are on the Lord's side, come over here. And he said, those that are not on the Lord's side, you go over there. And then he told his brethren, those that came on his side, to pick up the sword and go after him. Hey, folks, the way we go after them right now is we undo what they're unwilling to do. Like that of the son of Dodo, Eleazar, in the book of Samuel. Where everybody else ran from the battle. Eleazar did? He picked up the sword. And he went after the Philistines while everybody else capitulated. 78 verse 9. 78 verse 9, chapter the book of Psalms. Read it. He picked up that sword all by himself and he went after the enemy. Where did everybody else go? Oh, they fled. Oh, I see this all the time. They flee. That means terror stricken. They're fleeing from the enemy, and the Lord told him not to do that. The Lord told us in Proverbs 28 that the wicked flee when none pursueth. And that the fear of man bringeth a snare, but the fear of the Lord brings strong confidence. What I want you to catch is when Eleazar obeyed the Lord, and he picked up the sword and he went after the Philistines and dealt with the Philistines, the Lord gave him the victory. Let me say that again. The Lord gave him the victory, and what happened? Once he took all the spoil and he brought it back, guess who came back, friends? All of the children of Israel that were unwilling to stand up and fight alongside of him. Isn't that crazy? They're not willing to look the enemy in the face, but they're willing to go ahead and spoil the goods. Sound familiar? Yeah. I know that's not Christianity. I know it's a lack thereof. I know a lot of people today are seeing those that you thought better of running from the fight rather than to the fight. I know I get to see it a lot too. It's discouraging. It's hard. It's not easy. But the fact of the matter is, when we keep our eyes fixed on him, we're going to be good regardless of the outcome here, friends. Because we know at the end of the day, we win. And he promised us that victory in this life as well. Don't forget that. Love you by what we do, and we'll talk to you in 23. See ya.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.